Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is Tuesday. I hope that things are going well for you. And I'm excited to talk about the passage today that we're going to be looking at in Daniel chapter 2. But before we get there, let's go ahead over to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. It's our memory verse that we've been working on. The Bible says this, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." Once more, Colossians 3:14, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." A great reminder as we go about our day. Daniel chapter 2, that is where we are, and we are seeking some information in regards to heroic teenagers in the Bible, and that brings us to the book of Daniel. We've already seen in chapter 1 how the Lord was preparing these young men to serve in Babylon, and how they were trained by their parents, and really given a great foundation for some of the challenges that they would face as they started their new life in Babylon. Now, let's go ahead to Daniel chapter 2, and I'm going to notice here, let's notice verse 18. The Bible says that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. An impossible task lay before the wise men of Babylon. And if you've already read this portion of scripture, you know that the king was demanding that they not only reveal the interpretation of the dream that he had dreamed, but also to tell him the dream that he had. Talk about an impossible task, right? I don't know if you've ever been in this position. You've woken up in the morning and maybe you just sensed in yourself that you were just a little bit off. Maybe you just felt a little bit tense. Maybe you didn't even realize it till a while later, and then you remembered a bad dream that you had. This has happened to me before, and then all of a sudden, that was a terrible dream last night, and really, it takes you a little time to unwind and to come out of it. Well, obviously, here, the king, he's wound up tighter than you can imagine, except he can't even remember the details of his dream. And so now he's grasping at straws, trying to find some wise men to give him the answer, try to help him in some way. And he's really at a hard place. Well, now he begins to reach out to his wise men, right? And that's where Daniel comes into the picture. But Daniel hears that he's going to start killing wise men left and right. And so what happens here is Daniel, in his very calm and collected way, simply tells the captain of the guards here, he says, "Listen, I'm going to inquire of the Lord. I'm going to seek the mercies of God." You know, while the Babylonian wise men are running around and fleeing for their life, I'm just going to take a second here and I'm going to go to the Lord. And Daniel, he immediately brings this impossible situation to God and he seeks the Lord's mercies. The beautiful thing about this, of course, is that when we bring we seek the mercies of God, God has the ability to minister to us in different ways. Sometimes he answers the request. Sometimes he gives grace. Sometimes we are a benefactor of his mercies through what he provides through the fruit of the Spirit. And yet in this situation, God 100% answers this prayer request, gives Daniel the dream and the interpretation, and he makes an impossible situation here possible, because we know that our God is much greater than anything. So we've got to be careful in ourselves to not be like those wise men, right? Babylonian wise men run around with their heads chopped off and they don't know what to do. Let's not waste time contemplating impossible things. Let's just take them to the Lord. All right, I hope that thought connects with you today. Before we go, I hope that you'll take a little bit of time and pray for Leah, as she's a sweet girl in our youth group, and we want to take some time to pray for her and maybe reach out to her. Maybe she has some prayer requests that she would be interested in you praying about. As always, thanks for joining us here. We'll be back again tomorrow to study another timeless truth out of God's Word. Take care.